ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Lesson 17、
The outrageous truth behind popular Japanese expressions。
What a title。
ね。
Well, in a way it's true, because in each one of these lessons, we take a look at an idiomatic phrase. These phrases are made up of four kanji characters. So by taking a look at the individual characters and the four characters together, we can see where these meanings come from.
はい。
Sakura-san, what is our first phrase?
言語道断。
Outrageous.
語、うん、語、道、だ、うん、言語道断。
Let's take a look at the four characters that comprise this word. Sakura-san, first character.
Gon.
Say.
Go.
Word.
Do.
Road, way.
Dan.
Severance. Say word, road, way, severance.
It's hard, ne? Hard to understand, ne?
Let's take a look at the two kanji character compounds that comprise the four character kanji compound. If that made sense. Sakura-san? What's the first two character kanji compound?
Gongo.
And it means?
To say something.
What's the second two character kanji compound?
Dodan.
And it means?
To have a way cut off.
So we put it all together.
Gongo dodan.
And it means something is too terrible to be put into words. いいですね。Now, Sakura-san, where does this expression come from?
It comes from Buddhism again.
And?
It comes from the Buddhism word, meaning that the Buddhism truth is too profound to explain in words. You can't put it in words.
So again, we have another phrase that's tied to Buddhism.
Yes.
Now, how about usage? When can we use this expression?
When someone did something terrible, you can say something wa gongo dodan da.
Something is too terrible to put into words.
So. Or something, nante gongo dodan da.
And the nante in there makes it extra.
Yes.
Really emphasizes the fact that something's outrageous.
そうですね。
Okay. It can also be used to modify a noun by using the particle
の
or
な,
as in
言語道断の
something something, an outrageous something.
Or 言語道断な,
again, an outrageous something.
そうですね。
In this case, the noun is, well, it's usually indicating an outrageous action. For example,
行為,
an act.
Or 犯罪,
a crime. Let's take a look at a couple sample sentences.
カンニングは言語道断だ。
Cheating on the exam is outrageous.
そうですね。次。
No comment there. Next we have
就職の面接に遅刻するなんて言語道断だ。
Being late for a job interview is outrageous. 賛成ですね。
そうですね。
Finally we have
飲酒運転は言語道断の犯罪だ。
Drinking and driving is an outrageous crime.
そう、だって fine is so expensive now in Japan, right?
As we mentioned in a previous lesson, several times, they actually fine everybody in the car.
あ、そうなの？Oh, ah, そっか。なるほどね。
らしいです。Okay, on to our second expression.
はい。試行錯誤。
Trial and error.
試行錯誤。試行錯誤。
Let's take a look at the first character.
試。
Try.
行。
Going.
錯。
Confused.
誤。
Error. Now, I think we'll get a clearer picture of what all this means when we take a look at the two kanji character compounds that make up this expression.
はい。
First we have?
試行。
To try. This is followed by?
錯誤。
To make mistakes. So literally, to try, make mistakes. To try and make mistakes. Not to try. You get the idea. Try and make mistakes.
そうですね。
And put it together and it means to approach success after learning from a lot of failures. Or to find the solution by trial and error. いいですね。
ジャパニーズポッドみたいです
ね。いや、ピータの方ですね。さくらはもともと完璧でした。
いやいやいや、とんでもございません。
So, Sakura was perfect from the start.
No, no.
Okay, how about the usage?
はい。It can be used as a する compound verb.
As in?
試行錯誤する。
Meaning to learn by mistake. And if someone makes it by trial and error, you can say?
Someone は試行錯誤しながら something をした。
So, while doing trial and error, they did something.
そうですね。
Let's have a couple sample sentences.
彼女は試行錯誤しながら新しいメニューを作った。
She developed a menu by trial and error.
私は試行錯誤の結果、自分に合ったダイエット法を見つけた。
I finally found a dieting method workable for me by trial and error.
子育ては試行錯誤の連続だ。
Raising kids is a continuing process of trial and error.
True. その通りです。ね。
どうでしょうね。Usually the first child comes out so much better.
そうなんですか?
らしいです。
そうなの?
I think parents try so hard on the first child. And the second one, a little less.
もう、relaxed でいいんじゃない?
そうそう。
そう、relaxed だから、mentally stable じゃないのかな。
Now, you probably noticed in the sample sentences, you can often see expressions like
試行錯誤によって
by trial and error or
試行錯誤の結果
by trial and error. And you notice in the sample sentences that the trial and error part usually came first.
そうですね。
by trial and error, something something. So, Sakura-san, the question is、
はい、
when was the last time you used one of these expressions?
I used it one or two years ago. Not doing much trial and error, ね。Not making so much effort なのかな。Yes. When did you use it last?
初耳です。
あ、本当に?
First time I've heard it.
あ、本当。I often hear it in like, speeches. 例えばなんかさ、プレゼントとかが、試行錯誤によって我々は発展してきました。We developed through trial and error.
So really, it's a very powerful expression, but kind of used in very formal situations. Okay? That is going to do for today. Don't forget to stop by and try to use these phrases.
Hi.
The teacher will help you, correct you, show you the proper usage. And we had some really, really great efforts.
そうですね。お message board もね。
You know, two of the people who've been doing this all along and have done an incredible job are Petite Claire and Eric.
はい。
素晴らしいですね。
すごいですよね。
So, now's your chance. Stop by, try to use this in a sentence, and we'll let you know if it's right, or we'll provide you with the correction.
はい、お待ちしております。